The Royal College of Physicians have issued a report looking at the standard of asthma care in the UK. There are over 5 million asthmatics in Britain, and last year there were more than 1,000 deaths from the condition, one of the highest rates in Europe. Medical staff, the report says, need to be better trained to recognise the symptoms of the disease. Here's your quickfire science on the subject of asthma with Kate Lamble and Hannah Critchlow.
Asthma affects the small airways or bronchioles, which carry air in and out of the lungs, causing wheezing, difficulty breathing, and in some serious cases, death.
When an asthma sufferer comes into contact with something that irritates their lungs, the muscles in the airways contract, causing the airways to narrow and making it hard to breathe.
The lining of the airways also becomes inflamed, leading to a build-up of sticky mucus, making breathing even harder.
Most people have triggers for their asthma, including cold air or things they're allergic to. In some cases, anxiety and even laughter can trigger an attack.
Some people think that asthma has become more common as our lives have become more hygienic. Exposure to bacteria and viruses in childhood may help the immune system recognise what's dangerous. And without this, it can overreact to harmless triggers, causing asthma and allergies.
However, this isn't the whole story. Pollutants in the environment and being exposed to cigarette smoke can also increase your chances of developing asthma.
There's currently no cure, although it can be managed using a combination of drugs and lifestyle changes, like taking regular exercise and avoiding triggers.
Drugs prescribed for asthma are delivered via inhalers, and there's two main types, relievers and preventative inhalers.
Relievers contain bronchodilators, which widen the airways, and are taken when symptoms are felt. They're usually quick to work, but short-acting.
Preventative inhalers, on the other hand, should be used daily. They usually contain steroids, which reduce inflammation in the airways. They don't work immediately, but build up over time to reduce symptoms.
Asthma attacks normally occur after a gradual worsening of symptoms over a few days, so any changes should never be ignored.
If you are with someone who is having an asthma attack, you should help them to take two puffs of their inhaler, followed by slow, deep breaths. Repeat every 2 minutes until they've had 10 puffs, and if they don't start to feel better, call an ambulance.